This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Athens is home to a new hyper-modern museum. It stands at the foot of the Acropolis, and it has a defiant purpose: to convince Britain to give back what we know as the Elgin Marbles. They're the 2,500-year-old sculptures from the Parthenon that were pried off the temple by British nobleman Lord Elgin centuries ago. NPR's Sylvia Poggioli recently visited the new museum and has this report.
For decades, the main argument against the marbles' return was Greece's lack of a suitable location for their display. The new Acropolis Museum is a stunning rebuttal. Designed by Swiss-American architect Bernard Schumi, the five-story building has an area of 226,000 square feet. Its glass-covered walls reflect the images of the Parthenon and surrounding ruins. The museum is the new home for hundreds of archaic and classical statues. Randomly distributed on the floor of a large gallery, it's as if they're part of a crowd milling in the public square, giving visitors a one-on-one, close-up contact with the marble ancients. But it's the top floor that's the museum showcase, says archaeologist Nanya Harmalia.
This is the crown of the building, a glass box and glass surfaces, because the major requirement was the visual link to the Acropolis, to the monument. You can see the monument at the same time the sculpture from the monument.
The display space is the same dimension and orientation as the Parthenon, looming on the Acropolis Hill just 900 feet away. Thanks to the glass wraparound windows, the exhibits bask in the same natural light surrounding the original temple. Roughly half the sculptures that once adorned the Parthenon were chiseled off by Lord Elgin two centuries ago, when Greece was an unwilling member of the Ottoman Empire. He later sold them to the British Museum. Plaster casts of the sculptures housed in London are interspersed with original pieces Lord Elgin left behind. Archaeologist Harmalia says the contrast between the stark white plaster and the ancient honey-colored stone has a specific purpose.
Everybody understands at once what is missing, because if you say numbers, you can understand, but you can see how many are missing.